ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
If everyone is set and ready, you know what? So am I. Yes, 25 questions, 5 categories. Our categories tonight are category number 1, the start of the game. Category number 2, movies. Category number 3, famous Camerons. Category number 4, legendary warriors. Category number 5, animated rodents. All right, the start of the game, movies, famous Camerons, legendary warriors, animated rodents. Who's going to kick us off tonight? Stewie from Victor Harbour is first up. Hello, Stuart.
Phil, g'day. How you doing?
Not bad. No, not bad. What do you like here? Start of the game, movies, famous Camerons, animated rodents, legendary warriors.
You got animated rodents around, isn't there? Like Speedy Gonzales and that. But I might get legendary warriors, thanks, Phil.
Legendary warriors? Okay.
Drug the world, yeah.
Question number 1. Which legendary knight has been played by Richard Gere, Ian Griffith, and John Cleese?
All right, okay.
Legendary knight.
Yeah, I'm thinking of, just trying to think of it, mate. Just thinking of King Arthur and, I'll go Lancelot, Phil.
What's your answer?
Sir Lancelot.
Correct. Yes, it is. Sir Lancelot, indeed.
To whoever finds this note, I have been imprisoned by my father, who wishes me to marry against my will. Please, please, please come and rescue me. I am in the tall tower of Swamp Castle at last. I call a cry of distress. This could be the sign that leads us to the Holy Grail. Brave, brave Concord. You shall not have died in vain.
I'm not quite dead, sir.
Well, you shall not have been mortally wounded in vain.
I think I could pull through, sir.
Oh, I see.
Actually, I think I'm all right to come with you,
sir. No, sweet Concord, stay here. I will send help as soon as I've accomplished a daring and heroic rescue in my own particular...
idiom, sir?
Idiom.
No, I feel fine, actually.
Farewell, sweet Concord.
I'll just stay here then, shall I, sir? Yeah.
Yes, the legendary John Cleese playing the legendary Sir Lancelot. Question number 2. The songs Go the Distance, Zero to Hero, and I Won't Say I'm in Love appear on the soundtrack of which 1997 Disney movie?
Goodness me. Disney movie. Okay. Go the Distance, did you say, Phil? Did you say that?
Go the Distance, Zero to Hero, I Won't Say I'm in Love.
I mean, it's the truth. I'll go Thor, Phillips, don't I?
No, it's not Thor.
Okay, mate.
Thanks, Dewey. Good on you. Bye-bye. Thank you. No, it's not Thor. Mike from Hamilton Hill. G'day, Mike.
Oh, hello, Phil. How are you?
Pretty good, yeah. Pretty good. Question number 2. Legendary warriors. The songs Go the Distance, Zero to Hero, and I Won't Say I'm in Love appear on the soundtrack of which 1997 Disney movie?
I think it was Hercules.
Is that your answer?
Yeah, that's all I've got.
Correct.
Almighty Zeus, please hear me and answer my prayer. Hero.
Look inside your heart.
Walt Disney Pictures presents
Gladiator.
Stronger than 10 men. And having a devil of a time.
Name is Hades, Lord of the Dead. Hi, how you doing?
Trying to prove himself.
Get ready to rumble!
Hercules.
Well, it's a small underworld after all, huh?
Yes, Hercules. Very good. All right, question number 3. We're in Legendary Warriors, Mike, but you can move.
Pow, pow, pow.
Pow, pow, pow. Stronger than 10 men.
What were the... Yeah, pretty strong.
It sounds like just, that bloke normally did voiceovers for a soap powder, didn't he? But anyway.
Yeah. Sounds like it.
Whiter than white, cleaner than clean.
Quick shout out to the guys on Sydney Ferries, in particular the crew on the Fishburne tonight. If they're listening, I missed my time back over there. But what were the other categories?
You're not working on the are there ferries to work on where you are? No.
No, not in Perth, I don't imagine, no.
Trying to think if there's a ferry service on the Swan. There must be somewhere.
There is. It's pretty small in comparison to Sydney ferries.
That is true.
Yeah, it's, I think there's one that does a little hop between Perth City, South Perth, and one of the other little corner of the southern part of the river. But otherwise, the Rottnest ferries and stuff. But
there's the Rotty ferry, exactly. I don't know, but Well, it is called a ferry, isn't it? So it's a fair trip out to the island, though.
Yeah, I did a few months working for them when I moved back over here last year, and it's just couldn't cut the story short and say it wasn't going to work out long term. I missed the night shifts and listening to the quiz out there doing the midnight Mossman run.
Well, here we are. Question number three. What do you want to do? Legendary warriors.
So what were the categories again?
Legendary warriors. That's where we are. Otherwise, you can move to animated rodents, movies, famous Camerons, the start of the game.
Animated rodents.
Animated rodents. Which cartoon mouse made his first appearance in the 1940 short film Puss Gets the Boot?
Going back that far ago, well, there was definitely one very famous animated mouse. Was there another one? I can't remember the name, but I think Mickey Mouse was early in that, but I'll say Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, it's not Mickey Mouse. But thanks, Mike. I'm glad you said it because someone had to say it and get it out of the way.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mike. See you, mate.
See you, mate.
Bye. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Tony from Ballarat. G'day, Tony.
G'day, Philip. Remembering in memories of my best friend growing up in my hometown, we've turned 76 today, John West, arguably better and more involved Oswald football than I ever was.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Well, let's raise a glass to his memory. Good on you, Tony. Thank you. Question number three. Animated rodents. Which cartoon mouse made his first appearance in the 1940 short film Puss Gets the Boot?
Steamboat Willie.
Not Steamboat Willie, no. Thanks, Dan. See you, mate. Thank Bye-bye. You. Thanks. No, not Steamboat Willie. Les from Nelson Bay. G'day, Les.
Good evening.
Question number three, animated rodents. Yeah. Which cartoon mouse made his first appearance in the 1940 short film Puss Gets the Boot?
I would say maybe Minnie Mouse.
It's not Minnie Mouse, no.
Yeah, I'm an old national serviceman.
Oh, are you? Okay.
Yeah. 1965, I got a call up and it's the first intake and did 2 years full time. Yeah.
Yeah, you'd remember it well.
It was formulated for the threat from communists coming down through Indonesia. It was the reason they put it together, because if it wasn't Vietnam fell into place with the LBJ, you know, when we went all over the LBJ afterwards, but it was originally formulated because of the communist threat.
Well, I think what we know now, Les, was that was the story everyone was told, but there were some other levels to it as well. All right, yeah. Thanks, Les. Anyway, good on you.
Good night.
See you, mate. Bye bye. 1-300-800-222. Adrian, no, that's yes, that's correct. Yeah, Ivan from Perth. Yes, that is correct. Bob from Greenacre. G'day, Bob.
G'day there.
Question number three. Animated rodents. Which cartoon mouse made his first appearance in the 1940 short film Puss Gets the Boot?
Well, Steamboat Willie was already said, but it wasn't correct. So. I'll just have to say Mickey.
Now, I've had Mickey Mouse. So I'll give you another crack, Bob, because it wasn't Mickey Mouse.
Gee. No, look, I haven't got it. I'm not with it today, I don't think.
I find that hard to believe, Bob.
I did go on a ferry, though, to Rottnest Island.
Oh, yeah.
And, I knew a lot of the ferry fellas from Sydney. I used to work on the waterfront and I used to catch the ferry across from Cronulla to just forget the place now. It's
Bundina.
Bundina, yeah, the Bundina.
There you go. Ferry. Cronulla, the Bundina ferry. Yeah,
my mates and I used to catch it all the time.
Yeah, it's a lovely ride. Lovely ride. You could get off at Bundina and walk down through the national park. Do yourself a favour, Bob.
Well, I used to go to the RSL club. Have a nice lunch.
Have a few jars at the RSL. Well, you know what? You get no complaints from me, Bob. They're good on you.
It was always a good day there. The RSL burnt down, but it's back again now. And I say it's good. I must get back to it.
No, a lovely little part of the world, neck of the woods, Bundina. All right, Bob. Thanks for that anyway.
Cheers.
See you, mate. Bye-bye. Bob from, he has won in the past, Bob from Greenacre. Joe from Mudgee. G'day, Joe.
G'day, Phil. How you doing?
Pretty good. We're up to question number 3, stuck on the animated rodents. Which cartoon mouse made his first appearance in the 1940 short film Puss Gets the Boot? It wasn't Steamboat Willie. It wasn't Mickey Mouse. It wasn't Minnie Mouse.
Oh, the only one I can think from that far back has got to be Jerry.
Is that your answer?
Absolutely.
Correct. Yes, it is. It was Jerry. Jerry was the cartoon mouse we're after. All righty, question number 4. Animated rodents is where we are, but you can move if you like.
What else have you got?
We've got animated rodents. We've got legendary warriors. We've got the start of the game. We've got movies. We've got famous Camerons.
Oh, let's have a crack at movies.
Movies, question number 4. The plot of which 2001 comedy film kicks off with a, quote, freak gasoline fight accident?
Was that flight or fight?
Fight.
Fight. Gasoline fight incident. Well, that's not striking up any bells. 2001, what was I doing then? I was at 12. I think it's a bit later, but I'll say Hancock.
Not Hancock. Thank you, Joe. Bye-bye. See you later. Karen from Altona. Hi, Karen.
Hello.
Hi, Karen. The plot of which 2001 comedy film kicks off with a freak gasoline fighting accident?
Zoolander.
Zoolander is correct. Well done.
All right, who's going to call this sucker?
If nobody has any objections, I believe I might be of service. Now, this will be a straight walk-off. Old school rules. First model walks, second model duplicates, then elaborates. Okay, boys, let's go to work.
Each before beauty, coat cheese.
Whatever. Right.
All righty, question number 5, Karen. What do you want to do? Stay here in movies or you can move?
I think I'll try famous Camerons. I've got a son called Cameron.
There you go. Well, he's famous. Question number 5, famous Camerons. For which film did James Cameron win the Academy Award for Best Director?
Oh, that was, I know this. I know it. What is it? James Cameron. I can't think of it.
Thanks, Karen. See ya. Bye-bye. All righty. Bridget from Ballarat. G'day, Bridget.
Hello. How are you?
Oh, I'm pretty good. Yeah. Question number 5 we're up to. Famous Camerons. For which film did James Cameron win the Academy Award for Best Director?
I have no idea.
No good. Thanks,
sorry.
Thanks, Bridge. No, don't be sorry. It's all right. Thank you. 1-300-800-222 is the number. You will get through if you want a line. Give us a bell. Dave from Falconbridge, I'll come to you shortly. Katie from Clunes. G'day, Katie.
Hello, how are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Question.
Now, I just have to make a correction on yes. Tom and Jerry. It was actually Jasper and Jinx.
Which was what? In where? Sorry?
The mouse one.
In Puss Gets the Boot.
Yes, it was Jasper and Jinx that later became Tom and Jerry.
Katie,
sorry, you corrected.
We're going to stick with Jerry.
All right, that's fine. That's anyway, fine.
No one was rubbed out for saying Jasper and Jinx, put it that way.
No, it's all good.
Question number five, Famous Camerons. For which film did James Cameron win the Academy Award for Best Director?
Titanic.
Yes.
We go full ahead. Put your backs into it.
Got everything I need right here with me. I figure life's a gift and I don't intend on wasting it. You never know what hand you're going to get dealt next. You learn to take life as it comes at you.
When the ship docks, I'm getting off of you.
Do not let go of my hand!
I'll never let go.
Yeah, I know, but he did. I know. Why
Jack,
did you...
Jack!
Why did he let go? Katie, why did he let go?
He wanted to give his wife a rose.
Chris in the Southern Water said he should have won it for Aliens, but it was Titanic.
Absolutely.
Maybe. Righto, question number six. We're in Famous Camerons, if you like.
Yep.
Staying here?
Yeah, sure.
Who was the British Prime Minister from 2010 to 2016?
Oh, God, I don't know. I'm sorry, pass.
All right, see ya.
Good night.
Bye. Oh, dear. I'm sorry to disappoint everybody. I'm getting plenty of support on the fact that it was Jerry. It was Jerry. I have got the Hanna-Barbera history book, says my texter. Jinx was with the Mises much later. Okay, there you go. We're sticking with Jerry. Dave from Falconbridge. G'day, Dave.
Hey, Phil. How's it going?
No, but not bad. How are you? Have you pulled up all right after your... little kerfuffle?
Oh, reasonably. It's sort of up and down a bit, but, you know, yeah, no, it's okay.
Good. Oh, well, that's very good. I was talking to Barbara the other night about you. She was only saying the most complimentary things, Dave.
Oh, well, that's unusual.
Well, and she didn't disappoint in that sense either, Dave.
No, good. I'm pleased.
I said next time I get Dave on, I'll ask you about her, but I'm not going to.
Okay.
Question number six. We're in Famous Camerons. Who was the British Prime Minister from 2010 to 2016?
Not sure. I think I'll say Gordon Brown, but he's probably earlier.
No, not Gordon Brown.
No. I was just wondering what the answer to the servo one was, because that's the one I thought I knew.
The servo one?
Service station. Was that Romeo and Juliet?
Oh, the freak gasoline fight accident?
Yeah.
No, that was Zoolander.
Oh, I was wrong anyway.
Yeah, there's no gasoline in Romeo and Juliet.
In one version there was.
Thank you, Dave.
See you then.
See you, mate. Bye-bye. I think Barb's in the background there. Obviously not helping him out. 1-300-800-222 is my number. Lines are free. Paul from Essendon, I'll come to you shortly. Anna from Clayton. Hi, Anna.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you, yes. Question number six, Famous Camerons. Who was the British Prime Minister from 2010 to 2016?
Was it David Cameron? I'm not sure.
Correct. Yes, it was.
Oh, perfect.
Famous Camerons. It was David Cameron. All right, well, you can stay with Famous Camerons or you could move to Legendary Warriors, Animated Rodents, Movies, or The Start of the Game.
I think I might go back to Movies.
Back to Movies it is. Question number 7. In which 2025 horror film are the lead characters twins nicknamed Smoke and Stack?
2025 horror. Ooh.
Very recent.
Yeah, that is very recent. I'm going to take a guess and say Terrifier 3.
Not Terrifier 3. No. Thanks, Anna. Bye-bye. See you later. No. Alien was directed. Oh, that's true. Karen from Melbourne says, yes, Alien was directed by Ridley Scott. That's true, isn't it? Yeah, not James Cameron. That's right. I don't know what we were thinking. Well, we weren't claiming that. Actually, Chris from the Southern Waters was claiming that. I'm going to blame him. All righty. Paul from Essendon. G'day, Paul. Hi, Paul.
Hey, how are you?
Not bad. Question number 7. We're in Movies. In which 2025 horror film are the lead characters twins nicknamed Smoke and Stack?
That's a good question. Any chance of a clue?
No chance whatsoever, Paul. I don't believe I've ever given anybody a clue ever for more than 10 years.
No, I've got nothing for you. Nothing? Mate, sorry.
Okay. Thanks, Paul. Thank you anyway. The cat's named Jasper and appears to be a scruffy, battle-hardened street cat, more malicious than the character that Tom would develop into over time. The unnamed mouse, referred to as Pee-wee, is similar to who would become the Jerry character, albeit in slightly thinner. Gee, this is a level of detail in the weeds of Tom and Jerry about which we are not going to spend any more time. Dave from Perth. G'day, Dave.
Hey, how are you?
Not bad. Question number 7. We're in Movies. It's 2025 horror film. Are the lead characters, they're twins, nicknamed Smoke and Stack?
I've got no idea, mate.
No good? Okie doke. Let's move on. Anybody going to help us out here? We might be a bit stuck on this one. Phil from Bayswater's got the right answer. Ross from Scoresby. Yes. Ed from Perth. Yes. Jane from Homebush. Correct. Samuel in Canberra. G'day, Samuel.
Hi, how you going?
Pretty good. In which 2025 horror film are the lead characters twins nicknamed Smoke and Stack?
Luckily, I didn't see this last year. Is it Sinners?
Correct, it is. Sinners, yeah. Sinners. It won some awards in the Academy Awards, and I'm sure it did.
I believe so.
Yeah. Question number 8, Movies. That's where we are, but you can move if you like. Legendary Warriors, Animated Rodents, The Start of the Game, Famous Camerons.
Movies would be okay.
Movies it is. At the Oscars, which award category is traditionally the very last to be announced?
Don't watch any of that. I'll just guess best actor.
Not the best actor, no. Thank you, Samuel. Samuel, no, not best actor. 1-300-800-222 is my number. Phil from Bayswater. Phil from the Bayswater crew had Sinners. Good. Steve from Penrith's got the right answer here too. 1-300-800-222. You get straight through if you want one. We're up to question number 8. We're in Movies. At the Oscars, which award category is traditionally the last to be announced? Anyone going to help me? Ted from Canberra. G'day, Ted.
Oh, hey, Phil. How you going?
Pretty good. Question number 8. At the Oscars, which award category is traditionally the last to be announced?
Best Picture.
Correct. Yes, it is. Best Picture. Very good. Question number 9. We're in Movies. You can stay there or you can move to Famous Camerons, Animated Rodents, Legendary Warriors, The Start of the Game.
I'll stay here. Thanks.
Staying with Movies. Based on the number of movie screens, what is the largest chain of cinemas in Australia? What's the name of the chain?
I'll try Hoyts.
Not Hoyts. Thanks, Ted. Bye-bye. No, it's not Hoyts. Based on the number of movie screens, what's the largest chain of cinemas in the country? 1-300-800-222 is the number. Adrian, no, that's not correct. Lynn the Queenslander had best movie. That's correct. Tim from Lismore. G'day, Tim.
Hello, how are you?
Not bad. Question number 9. We're in movies. Based on the number of movie screens, what's the largest chain of cinemas in Australia? It's not Hoyts.
Village.
Not Village. No, not Village. Is there probably only one left? Probably. Ed from Perth. No, that's not correct. Actually, no one in the text line's got it yet. It's not weird. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Anybody got this? Yes, Chris from Forest Lodge has got the right answer. Help us out here. Based on the number of movie screens, what's the largest chain of cinemas in Australia? It's not Hoyts. It's not Village. What would it be? 1-300-800-222. There are lines free. You will get straight through. Help us out here. Mario from Lanier. G'day, yeah. Mario.
G'day.
What do you reckon?
Oh, sorry. Okay. I think it's Event.
Yes. Event cinemas. Yes, it is. Event cinemas. All righty. Question number 10. Can you turn that radio off for us, Mario? Otherwise we'll...
Yeah, sure. Sorry.
No, that's all right. It's just otherwise it...
Go for it.
Yeah. Okay. We're in movies. You can stay there. Otherwise you can move.
Yeah, we'll stay in movies.
Last one in movies. In which 1987 Oscar-winning film would you hear the line, "Greed, for lack of a better word, is good"?
That was Michael Jackson. Let me think. That was it Wall Street?
Correct. It was Wall Street.
The point is, ladies and gentlemen, that greed, for lack of a better word, is good. Greed is right. Greed works. Greed clarifies, cuts through, and captures the essence of the evolutionary spirit. Greed, in all of its forms, greed for life, for money, for love, knowledge, has marked the upward surge of mankind, and greed, you mark my words, will not only save Teldar Paper, but that other malfunctioning corporation called the USA.
It was quite a movie, as I recall.
Quite a statement.
What's that?
I said quite a statement as well.
Yeah, quite a statement. Yes, quite a statement. That's right. The last time braces were worn in public, I think, wasn't it, Mario?
I have no idea.
Question number 11. The start of the game, famous Camerons, animated rodents, legendary warriors, up to you.
Let's go Legendary Warriors, please.
Back to Legendary Warriors. Question number 11. In the Kulin Nation of Central Victoria, the hero Bunjil often takes the form of which bird of prey?
I don't know. I'll say an eagle.
What kind of eagle?
Oh, okay. A wedge-tail.
Correct. Yes, a wedge-tailed eagle. Yep. In Australia, you don't have a choice of that many, actually, do you?
No.
righto, question number 12. We've got the legendary warriors left, or you can move, or you can stay here.
What are the options again?
Animated rodents, the start of the game, famous Camerons.
Okay, let's try animated rodents.
Animated rodents, all right. Question number 12. In a 1950 movie, which Disney princess is helped by the talking mice Jack and Gus?
Okay. No.
All right. Thanks, Mario. Good on you. Anyway, thanks for helping us out with the last one. Gavin in Melbourne. G'day, Gav.
Hey,
Hello, how are you?
Pretty good. Question 12. We're up to animated rodents. In a 1950 movie, which Disney princess is helped by the talking mice Jack and Gus?
Ooh, Snow White?
Not Snow White, no. Not Snow White, although that locks it out for someone. Luke in Perth. G'day, Luke. Hi, Luke.
Hi.
Question 12. In a 1950 movie, which Disney princess is aided by the talking mice Jack and Gus?
Surely there can't be that many animated movies from that time. But look, I'll take a guess with Cinderella.
Correct. Yes. I think you're quite right. There can't have been that many. And how many princesses do we know?
Well, I think there's a few more today. So
Cinderella. Well, actually, I don't know whether you'd describe Cinderella as a princess. Is she rightly so? Oh, I suppose she is, yeah. All right, question 13. You're in animated rodents, although you can move. If you like to, Legendary Warriors, The Start of the Game, or Famous Camerons?
We'll stick with animated rodents.
Animated rodents. Which eye patch wearing secret agent has been voiced by David Jason and Alexander Armstrong?
I've got no idea.
No good?
I'll have to bow out on that one. Thank you, Luke.
Thank you. Anyway, thanks for helping us along. Chris from Sherwood. Hi, Chris.
How are you tonight?
Pretty good. Question 13 we're up to. When animated rodents, which eye patch wearing secret agents, been voiced by David Jason and Alexander Armstrong?
No, I'll go Captain Rat. Before I go, was it Birch Carol and Coyle, the picture theatres?
No, Event Cinemas.
Events. Okay, thanks. Have a great night, mate.
Thanks, Chris. Good on you. Barbie from Newcastle says it was Cinderella, but she was not a princess. No, I don't. Well, I don't think so either. She sort of became one in the end, didn't she? This is fun, says my texter. It's the first time I've known so many. Robin, that's not correct. No. John from Irimple, not correct. Who's got the right answer here? Not too many people, actually. Steve, the truckie, had Cinderella. Good. Gary from Ballarat. G'day, Gary.
How are you?
Pretty good. Question 13. Okay. Animated rodents. Which eye patch wearing secret agent has been voiced by David Jason and Alexander Armstrong?
I could only think of Danger Mouse.
Yes, indeed, it is. Yeah, Danger Mouse.
He's the greatest. He's fantastic. Wherever there is danger, he'll be there. He's the ace. He's amazing. He's the strongest. He's the quickest. He's the best. Danger Mouse.
Kaboom. He was cool, Danger Mouse, yeah.
Yeah, he was a good little mouse, yeah. Thank you.
Question 14. Okay, we're in animated rodents, so you can stay there if you like.
I'll stay there. Yeah.
Okay. Who is the best friend of Bullwinkle the Moose?
That'd be Rocky.
Rocky, of course it would be, yes.
And now...
Hey, Rocky, watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat. See? Nothing up my sleeve. Presto! Wrong hat. Ooh, don't know my own strength.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Question 15. We've got one left in animated rodents, if you like, Gary.
Yep, well, please stay there. Yep.
All right. With a show from 1989 and a parody reboot in 2022, which pair of Disney chipmunks lead the Rescue Rangers?
Oh, which pair? That I'm not sure. I'm only thinking Alvin and, yeah, that's all I can think.
Not Alvin. Sorry, mate. No, not Alvin. Warren from Peran. G'day, Warren.
G'day.
Question 15. With a show from 1989 and a parody reboot in 2022, which pair of Disney chipmunks lead the Rescue Rangers?
I think it's Chip and Dale.
Correct. Right? Yes. Mm. It is. It's Chip and Dale. That's right.
I didn't catch the reboot, but I remember them, the original.
Yes, exactly. All righty, we're up to question 16. We've got 10 left. We've got two in Legendary Warriors, five in the start of the game, and two in Famous Camerons. Actually, no, three in Famous Camerons.
Okay. Famous Camerons, please.
All right, Famous Camerons it is. Famous Camerons. John from Mirimple had Chip and Dale. Annette from Perth had Chip and Dale. Kane says, I'm pretty sure Pocahontas is classified as a Disney princess. It's just the collective noun they use for their female icons. Oh, yes. Well, Kane, we were trying to be a stickler for, you know, protocol here, aren't we? Question 16. Famous Camerons?
Mm.
Which... oh, you'll be right with this one. Which Storm player won the Dally M Award in 2006 and 2017?
Oh, bloody hell. This is an NRL question. I'm not an NRL fan. Hang on, Cameron.
Which Storm player won the Dally M Award in 2006 and 2017?
Yeah, Melbourne Storm.
A category called Famous Camerons. Yeah.
Oh, look, slightly embarrassing, but never watched.
That's all right. That's all right, Warren. Thank you anyway. Stacey from Heidelberg. Actually, Stacey, I'll come to you in a second. Cameron from South Perth. G'day, Cameron. Famous Cameron. Famous Cameron. We're in a category called Famous Camerons.
Yeah, I didn't know there was any of us, so I'll have to say good night.
See you, Cameron. Bye-bye. Oh, that's a pity. I kind of wanted him to work that one out. Sandy from Perth. G'day, Sandy.
Hi.
Which Storm player won the Dally M Award in 2006 and 2017?
Oh, I think it's Cameron Munster.
Not Cameron Munster. No, it's not. No, it's not. Helen from Healesville. G'day, Helen.
Good morning, Phil. How are you?
I'm all right, yeah. Question 16, which Storm player won the Dally M Award in 2006 and 2017?
I rang out for Danger Mouse, but I don't have any clue about this.
All righty. Thanks, Helen. Bye-bye. Ray of Shepparton says, yes, that's correct, Ray. Ray's given the correct answer from Peter in the truck and a cheerio from Ray. All right. Tash from North Bendigo, correct. Yes, Kylie of Daysdale, that's correct. What about Kay from Melville? Hi, Kay.
G'day, Phil. How are you, mate?
Pretty good. Question 16, Famous Camerons. Which Storm player won the Dally M Award in 2006 and 2017?
This would have to be Cameron Smith.
Correct, yes. River. Cameron Smith, that's why. Warren from Prenn before, I was thinking... Yeah, Melbourne Storm. I mean, I know it's an NRL town, but he's a pretty famous player for them. Question number 17. We've got some Famous Camerons left. Otherwise, you can move to Legendary Warriors or the start of the game.
Let's have a crack at start of the game.
Okay, no one's had a crack at this yet. Question 17. Okay. 9 questions left. How many pieces does each player start with in a game of backgammon?
Oh, rabbits. I wouldn't have the faintest. Let's go with 21.
Not 21. Thanks, Kay. See ya. Not 21, no. Leonie from Orange. Hi, Leonie.
Oh, hi, Phil. How are you?
Not bad. The start of the game is our category. How many pieces does each player start with in a game of backgammon?
Well, before I give you my answer, I don't really know, but I wanted to say I did know some of the early answers, including the last one. I was thinking Cameron Smith.
Cameron Smith, yes.
Yeah, and my favourite team is Penrith Panthers. But before I go into that anymore, I want to say for anyone and everyone who remembers my mother, Beryl, who used to be a regular caller. Beryl from Orange.
Oh, yes. Yes. Yeah, go on.
It was her birthday. Well, I was going to say today, but we're after midnight. So Tuesday the 12th of May, my mother, Beryl Jackson in Orange, turned 89.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I really wanted to get out there, that out there. So
I'm glad you did that. I've spoke to Beryl many times.
And I don't think she's been able to ring up lately, but she does.
No, I know. In the past, I'm talking about.
She used to ring up often. And
How is she, Leonie? Is she all right or not?
She's still in a nursing home. She's getting a bit weaker all the time, being 89. But she's still quite bright and she's quite well otherwise.
Yeah. Oh, good.
And she had a pretty good day. She had a few visitors and...
Oh, good. Well, can you give her my regards?
I will. Thank you. And I had a big day visiting Mum and Dad.
That's all right.
But I've got no idea with this one. But, hello. Shout out to everyone.
Good on you.
And, yeah.
Yeah, well, send her my love, Leonie. Good on you.
I will. Thank you, Phil.
Thanks. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
You'd remember Beryl. We had many chats over the years. How many years have I been here now? 1-300-800-222 is the number. Bruce from Laura. G'day, Bruce.
Yes.
Hello, Bruce. Question 17, the start of the game. How many pieces does each player start with in a game of backgammon?
I know it well. I've lived in Greece for quite a long time, and everyone seems to play it. 15 pieces.
Correct, Is that right, actually? What, the Greeks play backgammon a lot?
Oh, yeah, they call it tavli.
Okay. Do they gamble on it or just play it?
Generally just play it, but, sometimes there's a lot of money changed under the table, so
I got into it at one stage. It's a good game, backgammon. There's definitely strategy in it.
And you don't want to play with someone who's not up to their speed, because they'll move three pieces a second. I'm in it.
Yeah, it can be played very fast. That's right. There's definite strategy to it. And, you're right. All right, question number 18. We're in the start of the game, but you can go to Legendary Warriors or Famous Camerons.
Yeah, I'll stick with the start of the game.
The start of the game. How many tiles does each player start with in a game of Scrabble?
Seven.
Yes, correct. Seven tiles. All right, nicely done. Question number 19, the start of the game. Staying here?
Yes, just nothing about Mahjong, please. Too many pieces, never played.
I think there's very few games I've never had a crack at. I got into Mahjong at one stage, but that was with two other people who were really into it.
Well, there you go.
I can't even remember how to play anymore. I can't even remember quite what you do. Question 19. This is, actually, I'm not going to give you any clues. The start of the game. Question 19. Which pieces start a game of chess on the squares A1, A8, H1, and H8? Which pieces start a game of chess on those squares? A1, A8, H1, H8.
Well, I'm going to guess, look, the H is 10 from in the alphabet, so that'll be pawns, it should be 8, and then just 1, 11, I don't know.
So, well, no, which pieces? I want the name of the piece.
Oh, which pieces? So could you ask the question again then?
Yeah, okay. Which pieces, name of the chess pieces, which chess pieces start a game of chess on the squares A1 and A8, H1 and H8?
So A1 and A8, it should be castle and... Castle and castle, and one of the things I'm 6 years. So it's castle and castle. I'm at either end of the board.
Correct. Gee, that was painful. That was painful.
Oh, it was painful, mate. All of a sudden, I was thinking in terms of tens instead of eight adds a 64.
That was really painful.
I know, and I'm an old chess player since I was a kid.
Oh yeah, okay.
I was in the chess club at school.
I wouldn't shout these things out, Bruce. I wouldn't be shouting these things out based on that performance.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Question number 20. Question number 20, six to go. We're still in the start of the game, if you like. You can move to famous Camerons or legendary Warriors.
I'm a game's head, as you can tell. Let's go for it.
Okay. Chipper on King Island says, I played backgammon in Egypt in a hookah smoking place. And he cheated the whole time in about 1993. I still won. Well, there you go, Chipper. Good on you. What was in the hooker, I wonder, Chipper? No good, I expect. Question number 20, the start of the game. In the original game of Cluedo, which character starts first?
The reason I say this is so disappointing because I have two kids who are now fully grown. Oh, we played that game far too many times. Look, I'm going to have to bow out on that one.
No worries. Thanks, Bruce.
Okay.
See you later. Bye-bye. Thank you anyway. Jay from Leppington. Hi, Jay.
Hello, Philip.
Question 20. In the original game of Cluedo, which character starts first?
That would be the Miss Scarlet.
Correct. Yeah, Miss Red. Miss Scarlet. Thank you, Leonie from Orange. Leonie says you've been here for 10 years this year, Leonie. Oh, thank you. In September, I think. Oh, that would have been September, October, I think I started, yeah.
That was a nice phone call from that lady, yeah. Got me a bit emotional hearing her talk about her mum.
Yeah, talking about her mum, yeah, I know. Leonie says it was, 10 years, because that's when Tony Delroy left Nightlife. No, then you started.
Is that how long it's been?
Leonie says that. I haven't actually counted, but I think that's probably right. I started in October, I seem to remember, September, October.
I listened to it when Tony was doing it, but I never rang.
Yeah.
It sort of just goes off and not working.
I took over from Tony.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and I've enjoyed your tenure very much, mate.
Well, it's been very good fun. Not going anywhere at the moment, Jake, so that's good. Yeah. All right, question 21. One left in the start of the game, if you like.
Yeah, see, I thought that was a sporting...
well, I didn't say it wasn't.
No, you don't say anything.
No, I don't. That's true.
You say you don't give any clues either, but you were telling people sometimes if you haven't got many people on the board, I think you might give a bit of leeway. Some, it might just be your mood on the night.
Detective J.
No, I'm just aware.
A tiny but telltale sign.
Yeah. Anyway.
This isn't helping you, Jay. Well,
no, Camerons. I'll try the Cameron ones.
Famous Camerons. Question 21. Jeremy Cameron currently plays for which AFL club?
He went back down to Geelong, didn't he?
You can't ask me a question.
we did some photo shoots with him when he was down there, and then he came up to GWS, goal kicker. See, I'm an NRL guy, see. I'm going to go with Geelong.
Correct.
Yeah.
Very good. Yes. Oh, okay. You were doing photo shoots with him, were you?
Yeah, I worked in the sports industry for a long time.
Mm.
Back in another previous life, mate. I would normally be asleep by now because I'd had to get up.
Question number 22.
Is Cameron's done?
Question number 20. What's that?
Is Cameron the category done?
No, we've got another. We've got one left in Cameron, if you like.
Yeah, I'll try that.
Which batting all-rounder was born on the 3rd of June 1999 in Perth?
In Perth. Batting all-rounder, Cameron Green.
Correct. Ever taken a picture of him?
No, no. Well, he's sort of, he wasn't with us as a player. I don't want to go into the brand, but.
No, that's all right.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, Jay, I've got to put you on hold because we've got some news coming up, okay? If you'd like to have a crack. All right, let's try and sort out this little thing called.
The Mighty Challenge.
Jay from Leppington was up on deck. G'day, Jay.
Mate, you left me hanging on with the news, which was bloody depressing, mate.
The news is, I know. You have to be in top physical condition to listen to a lot of the news at the moment.
Well, you know, they're just working out new ways to steal money from people. That's it. Organised crime and extortion. That's it. That's what they are.
Wars.
And I won't say anything more about it because...
Jay, what do you really think, Jay?
Oh, well, I don't pull no punches, mate, you know.
Hey, no politics.
Intergenerational is a term that they're just saying that we're going to take from the people that compromised and saved and worked hard and didn't have the flash cars. They're going to take from them to give to the other people that they're bringing in.
All right. I'd love to talk to you about this when in about 10 minutes' time we're into it, okay?
Oh, no worries, mate.
Question, only three left. Three left here, Jay. Three left. Question, question 23. What do you want to do?
Have we got Cameron's left or
no,
not?
No, Cameron's are all gone. So we've got one left in the start of the game and two left in Legendary Warriors.
Oh, jeez. Was there a Cameron Diaz question?
No.
No, there should have been. She's lovely.
Thank you, Jay.
That's all right. I'll try the Warriors, mate.
Legendary Warriors, question 23. In Greek mythology, Hippolyta was a queen of which tribe of warrior women?
What do they call them? The Amazons?
Correct. Yes.
Yeah.
The Amazons. That's right.
Yeah. Mm.
Question number 24. Last one in Legendary Warriors, or one left in the start of the game.
I'll try the Warriors, mate.
Legendary Warriors. Question 24. In Norse mythology, what's the name of Thor's hammer?
Yeah. I know a lot of people would know this, but I'm not big in those superhero movies. No, it's not Excalibur. That's the sword from the. No, it's Thunder.
No.
No.
Sorry, Jay. Thanks, mate.
Nice to talk to you.
Yeah, you too, Jay. Good on you. If you'd like to talk to me about the budget, very happy to take calls on that. We'll check out what you think about it straight after we finish the Mighty Challenge. Trace here from Mooney Ponds. G'day, Trace.
Oh, hi. How are you going, Phil?
Pretty good. We're up to question 24. You can do a Bradbury from here. In Norse mythology, what's the name of Thor's hammer?
I don't know, Phil. All I know is it starts with M and it was made by dwarves, I believe.
Yeah.
Sorry, Phil. No idea.
That's going to help you, but not really. Thank you, Tracy. Bye-bye. Paul from Geelong. G'day, Paul.
How you going, Phil?
Not bad. In Norse mythology, what is the name of Thor's hammer?
I've got no idea. I'm pretty sure it's probably not called Claw.
Or Spear and Jackson.
Or Smedge.
Are they your answer?
No. The previous caller said it starts with N, but... She might be right, she might be wrong. I'll go Noah.
No.
Show you later.
A big Noah to you too, Paul. Thanks, mate. See you. No. Heather from Nil.
Hi. Oh, dear. I was hoping he'd get it so that I wouldn't have to answer it.
Yeah.
I have no idea. I'll guess on Mason.
Not Mason, no. It's not Mason.
All the best.
All right, thank you, Heather. No, it's not. All right, Logan from Condoblin. G'day, Logan.
G'day, how are you going?
Not bad. In Norse mythology, what's the name of Thor's hammer?
It's something like
Miles or MY something, MYO, like Miles or something. I don't know. Is that close? Probably not. I feel like I don't know how to pronounce
it. Well, I'm prepared to be, you know, reasonable about the whole matter, Logan, but that's not close enough for me.
Okay, no worries.
Thanks, mate. Greg from Colac. G'day, Greg.
Hello.
Hello. Question 24. In Norse mythology, what's the name of Thor's hammer?
I don't know. I didn't want that question. I wanted the Camerons.
Oh.
Have you got another question?
No more Camerons left. And there is one more question, but you can't answer it until you've answered this one.
Well, what about Minot?
Minot, no. No, thank you, Greg. No, no. I don't think you can guess your way here, actually. Stewie from Launceston.
Hello, Phil.
In Norse mythology, what's the name of Thor's hammer?
It's Mjolnir.
Mjolnir, yes. You can't really guess your way there, can you? You either know it or you don't.
Nah.
Mjolnir. Although I think thunder's a better term, but anyway, that's another matter. Righto, well, that puts you in the box seat. Stewie, the start of the game is the category. One question left. It's question 25. The start of the game. How much money does each player receive at the start of a standard game of Monopoly?
This is a common question, isn't it?
How much do you get?
You get a 500, you get 200. I'm just doing the math. Just bear with me. 7, 8, 9, 1,000. No.
What's your answer?
Is it 1,000?
You can't ask me a question.
Oh, sorry, Phil. I'll answer 1,000.
No, not correct. No, not correct. No. No, sorry, Stuart. Thanks, mate. See ya. No, it's not 1,000. How much money does each player receive at the start of a standard game of Monopoly? Chris from Pakenham. Hi, Chris.
Hey, how you go, Phil?
How much money does each player receive at the start of a standard game of Monopoly?
Well, it was two-thirds of the way there. I think it's $1,500.
$1,500 is correct. Yes, it is. He was just not counting it up properly. I think. Do you get 2 500s?
Just one. I think
one 500.
I'm not sure. Yeah. I don't need to know. I just need to know the total number. That's all I need. That's all I'm going to do today.
That's all you're going to do, and that's all you need to do, Chris. Good on you. We'll get this out to you. Is this the first magnet you've won, Chris?
No, over the years I've got a bit of a collection, but I've never done the black magnet.
Oh, so. Good. Oh, okay. Oh, well, that's another matter. Yeah, the black magnet.
That's a prize for another day.
Yeah, no, exactly. That's a goal. Make it your goal for this year, sometime before the end of December, when Phil goes off on his holidays. You can say, "I'll win the black magnet."
I'll have to bone up on the starting pieces and games and rules and stuff like that. actually take an interest in learning something.
Yeah. Chris, I'll put you on hold and we'll get some details from you. And thank you for that. And thanks to everyone who played tonight too. Barbie from Newcastle had 1,500. Good on you. Tash from North Bendigo says, I wonder how many people got the spelling right on Thor's hammer. Yes, it is. It's spelt in a very odd way, isn't it? Thor's hammer is spelt Mjolnir, which is probably hard to guess your way too. Who else? Annette from Perth had $1,500 too. Jane from Homebush, good. Steiner from Cooperoo also had $1,500. Yes, nice work, everyone, and a very fun challenge tonight.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.